Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Michael Horton of the Slater Wildcats. Slater was at home tonight in a Class 1 District 5 game, hosting the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. Slater comes out on the short end. Sweet Springs wins 44-32. Coach, tough loss, a 2-3 matchup. You knew it was going to be a tough fought game. Thanks for calling us. Talk a little bit about the game flow tonight.
We came out. We knew it was going to be a tough game. They got a really good offense. They run the flex zone, and they do it really, really well. Got up on us two scores early. Drove down, came out real fast, and kind of shocked us a little bit, I think. And drove down and scored, and they ended up stopping us on our first drive. Punted, and they drove down and scored again. We finally got rolling on our next drive, and we ended up scoring. I think we pretty much we got a little bit of momentum towards in the second quarter. I think we got to within, I want to say, 10 points. And we ended up holding them to a fourth and long. And then we had a, and it was right at the end of the second quarter. I think we were only down by about 10 points there. And then they, we had a blown coverage. We just had a miscommunication and we left somebody wide open. And so they got up, went into halftime 30-14, I believe. So we were down going in. And we came out and we got the ball to start off and scored pretty quick. And still felt like we had a pretty good chance to come back and win, but we just couldn't get the stops we needed on defense. You know, they'd get 3-4 yards here, then they'd get a big play. If we did get them to a third and short or a third and long, they just executed really well. And so hats off to Coach Conley. He had them guys coached up really well, and what they do is really hard to stop. And really good football team. They got some really good athletes that do what they do well, and congratulations to them. Hope they have some success going forward.
Coach, you guys had a couple drives in the first half. You drove down inside the 30. They were able to stop you, and like you said, you just couldn't quite ever get out of that hole. And Sweet Springs ran the ball really well, like you said. They're not really balanced running and passing, but they're balanced as far as, you know, they have four kids that can carry the ball and hurt you on the ground.
Absolutely. You know, running that flex bone, they're going to read what you're doing. And once you start making some stops, they're going to adjust to it pretty quick. And they're going to make you wrong one way or the other. And, you know, when you play a flex bone, you got to play some pretty good assignment football. And we would do it here and there. And then when it counted, they'd have a big play on us. And they just executed really well. They executed better than we did, and that was the difference in the game.
Coach, you guys, you know, you put up 32 on the board tonight. You had some quick drives in the second half. It sounded like, you know, whichever offense maybe had the ball last would win if you could get it to within a one-score game. Who played well for the Wildcats tonight?
Keegan Zibel, you know, our quarterback. I think he ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 3. I've said all year long, I think he's one of the best kids in the state. He could probably start for any team, if not at quarterback, running back, or wide receiver. He's just a phenomenal athlete. So he played really well for us. Aiden Campbell caught the ball really well for us. I think he had a couple touchdowns. He's been catching touchdowns all year. Not a super big kid, but he's got some speed, and he runs routes really well. Really smart kid.
Coach, you got a really big senior class this year. I think you got around 28 to 30 on your roster. 11 of those are seniors, so you guys had a successful season as far as your record, 7-4. But losing some of those seniors going into next year, who are some of those kids that you're going to have to replace?
You know, I just mentioned Aiden Campbell. He's our number one receiver. He's our go-to. He's going to be really difficult to replace. He also plays corner for us along with Gage Boston. So we're going to lose some depth there in the secondary, some really good athletes. We had an outside linebacker, Keegan Duncan, that played really well for us. We had Chandler Zibel, who was a middle linebacker for us, also did really well. Probably one of our best athletes, Hank Jacobson. He played defensive end and fullback, probably our most physical kid. So we're losing him. We're losing a guard, Diego Milan, that was really good for us. Actually, both of our guards Chris Bryant, we're losing him. So we're losing quite a bit all around. So it's going to be there's some good dudes that we're going to have to try to find some replacements for. We got some young guys coming up that we think can fill some of them holes, but some of them are going to be tougher than others to fill.
And Coach, I believe this is your third year at Slater. You know, you took over a program that had been struggling, but had some young kids to start with, and you've been with them now for 3 years. You're losing these seniors. I'm sure it was a very emotional night, and we appreciate you calling in this year, and especially this week after, you know, such a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. All our guys were crying. You know, I may have shed a tear or two as well, but you know, when you have a group like that, a group that you come in and you see them struggling and they buy into what you're doing and they give you everything they got, it's a hard group to lose. It's a group you don't ever want to let go, but that's part of the game. You can't keep these kids forever. You gotta send them out into the real world, and you know, hopefully we can get some of these kids moved on to another level. If not in football, some other sports, because they deserve it. They work really hard, and we love them a lot.